Tonight we're going to begin with the vidhi of Agni Prajwalita, and it means to enkindle the sacred fire. Now this is a vidhi that appears in the yajna, and it's part of the opening ceremony to initiate the yajna. However, in this yajna, we're going to draw a circle of fire around ourselves and the deity. A circle of fire. And then let the ring of fire go higher and higher and higher until there's just me and God inside. Now, there's no limit to how high you can make your flames rise. And that's what the Agni Prajwalita is, making the ring of fire around you and God as tall as you possibly can so that no one can possibly disturb you. It begins with Agni Gayatri. Om Vaishvanaraya Vidmahe Lalilaya Dhimahe Tano Agni Prajodayato. Why am I Agnim Pratamam Swastaye? Why am I Mitra Varuna Bihavase? Why am I Ratring Jagato Nivesaning? Why am I Devam Savitaram Bhutaye? Hiram Yagarbha Samabartha Tagre Bhutasya Jata Smireka Silya Sadadara Prithvim Yamute Mam Kasmai Devaya Havisha Videma Yatha Bidwangaran Karad Vishwe Vyaho Yajate Vyaha Ayam Agne Tve Api Yang Yagyam Chakrima Vagyam Tvam Agne Pratamang Anjaras Rishi Deva Deva Nama Bhava Sita Saka Tabha Brate Kavaito Bhimanapaso Jayanta Maruto Braja Trishtaya Tvam Mukam Sarva Devandam Sapta Jira Vidmate Agacha Bhagavan Agne Yage Sin Salida Bhava Om Vaishvanara Jata Veda Ihavaka Lakitaksha Sarvakarmani Sadaka Swaha Om Agni Milre Purohitam Yagesha Devam Ritvijam Hotaram Ratadatamam Om Agni Prajwalitam Vande Jata Vedam Uttasandam Suvarna Varnam Varmalam Samidam Vishvatomukam Om Agnaye Namaha Agni Tvam Chandika Namasi Om Bhagishwari Mritusnatam Nilindi Varalochanam Bhagishwarena Sanyutam Krira Pavasambhanditam Etiganda Pushpe Om Ring Bhagishwarya Kinama Etiganda Pushpe Om Ring Bhagishwaraya Nama Etiganda Pushpe Om Agni Hiranyadi Sapta Jivabhyo Nama Etiganda Pushpe Om Sahasra Chirshari Daihaya Nama Hityad Yagde Sharange Bhyo Nama Etiganda Pushpe Om Agdaye Jata Veda Sekit Yadyasta Purthi Bhyo Nama Etiganda Pushpe Om Brahmad Yashta Shakti Bhyo Nama Etiganda Pushpe Om Padmad Yashta Nidhi Bhyo Nama Etiganda Pushpe Om Indradi Lokpali Bhyo Nama Etiganda Pushpe Om Vajrastre Bhyo Nama Etiganda Pushpe Om Vanir Chaitanyaya Nama Etiganda Pushpe Om Agni Murtaye Nama Om Agdaye Namaha Rang 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 Rang. And here we'll make japa of mantra rang, at least one mala. And while we're making that japa, we'll make that fire, that ring of fire, grow higher and higher and higher until it excludes all the world. It excludes everything out there. The only reality to us is what's inside the ring of fire. Let's go back to page 103 and talk about this a little bit. If you look at the second row of flowers in the center, the purple flowers, and the ones in the center, the two rows in the center, go one on this side, one on that side, one on this side, one on that side. The others go laterally or linearly. These two rows in the center go alternatively, also the back row in the center. Let's start with Agni Gayatri. Om, we meditate upon the all-pervading being. We contemplate the luminous one who is the final resting place of all. May that divine fire, the light of meditation, grant us increase. Now we use the Upasanghar Mudra, and that means to call to assembly. Elbows on a straight line. Yes, you can feel when you're really calling to assembly. 90-degree angle. I'm calling you, Agni, the divine fire, the light of meditation, first to grant success. I'm calling you friendship and the continuous flow of equilibrium also to receive this offering. I'm calling the night of duality who covers the universe. I'm calling the light of wisdom, the divine being, to rise up within us. O golden womb, you are the one eternal existence from which all beings born on the earth have come forth. You always bear the earth and all that rises upon us. You tell us, to which God shall we offer our knowledge and attention? Through knowledge of this eternal cause, all beings born in the universe have come forth. It is in you, O Agni, O light of meditation, in the flame of sacrifice, that this constant movement will find rest. You, O divine light of meditation, are the first among the performers of spiritual discipline. A seer, a god, your name became one with all the gods. You are the friend of Shiva, the consciousness of infinite goodness. Through devotion to you, all the inspired poets, the rishis who propound Vedic knowledge or wisdom of universality, come to divine knowledge, as did the Maruts, the 49 gods of severe penance, come forth from your worship. This is a very important verse coming from the Rig Veda. It reminds us that all the gods were performers of tapasya, and then they became rishis, and then they became devas. And then their name became a symbol of divinity everywhere. It says that he was a performer of spiritual discipline. And then he became a seer. And then he became a god. And now his name is a symbol of divinity everywhere, and he's a friend of Shiva. We have a very close example in the life of Sri Ramakrishna. We know he was a performer of tapasya. We know the sadhana that he performed. He performed this same type of puja. We know he became a rishi. We can see the effects of his illumination. And now he became a deva. We have temples to him all around the world. And now his name became a symbol of divinity everywhere. How many people can pray to Sri Ramakrishna and even to Sarada Devi? And he's the friend of Shiva. You are the mouth of all the gods. With your seven tongues, you accept the offerings. Come here, O Lord, divine fire, and take your seat in the midst of our sacrifice. Om, O universal being, knower of all, come here with your red eyes. All of our karma, burn it. I am one with God. Om, O Agni, light of meditation, you are the priest of the sacrifice. Serving the offering of the divine nectar of immortality, you give jewels to those who offer. We lovingly adore the divine fire, the light of meditation, sparkling, flaming brightly, knower of all, recipient of our offerings. With his excellent golden color, everywhere his omnipresent mouths are devouring oblations. Om, we bow to the divine fire. O divine fire, we are now calling you by the name Chandi, she who tears apart thoughts. Om, the supreme goddess of speech, dear Mother Saraswati has just completed her bath following her monthly course of menstruation, her eyes of blue bestowing boons. She moves into union with Bageshwara, Brahma, the lord of all vibrations, and together they create the intensity of reality, the attitude that unites all. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the supreme goddess of speech or all vibrations. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the supreme lord of speech or all vibrations. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the seven tongues of the divine fire, such as golden, etc. Black, increasing, formidable, swift as thought, excellent shine, purple, fearful, and giving light. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the heart from which emanates a thousand rays. In this way, establish the divine fire in the six centers of the body. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the divine fire, the knower of all, etc., in his eight forms of worship, the knower of all, seven-tongued, universal being, carrier of oblations, the fire of the stomach or lower areas, from which the son of Shiva is born, which can devour the universe, the mouth of the gods. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the eight Shaktis or energies such as Brahmi, etc., creative energy, the exposer of consciousness, energy of the seer of all, the slayer of passion and meanness, the ever pure one, the unconquerable, the boar of sacrifice, the man lion of courage. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the eight treasures of the Lord of wealth, such as Padma, etc., the lotus of peace, the great lotus of universal peace, the conch of all vibrations, the emblem of love, the tortoise, the emblem of support, the crest jewel, bliss, the blue light within, like a sapphire. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to Indra and the protectors of the ten directions, Indra in the east, Agni in the southeast, Yam in the south, Nerita in the southwest, Boruna in the west, Bayu in the northwest, Kubera or Som in the north, Isana in the northeast, Brahma above, and Vishnu or Ananta below. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the thunderbolt and other weapons. Indra's thunderbolt, Agni's spear or dart or energy, Yam's staff, Nerit's sword, Varuna's net or noose, Vayu's hook, Kubera's mace, Ishana's trident, and Brahma's lotus or begging bowl, Vishnu's discus. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the consciousness of the divine fire. With these scented flowers, Om, we bow to the image of the divine fire, the light of meditation. Om, we bow to the divine fire. Rung, 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 rung. Ra means the subtle body. A means consciousness. Ma means perfection. Ram is the manifestation of perfection in the subtle body of consciousness. And that's the Bij Mantra of fire. And with that Bij Mantra, we enkindle the fire and we start watching it grow higher and higher and higher and higher. Move it right out of the atmosphere. Make a column of fire as high as you can perceive. That's the Agni Prajwalita. Now we begin the Matrika Puja. It's the worship of Ganesh and the 16 mothers. Om Samipe Madri Bargasya Sarva Vigna Karang Sada Trailokya Vanditang Devam Ganesh Sang Stapayam Yaham Om Purbhuvasvaha Ganapataye Namaha Ganapatim Avahayami Stapayami. With each Avahami Stapayami, we establish one flower, each one symbolizing or representing one deity. Himadvritanakyam divin Bordam Shankara priyam Lambodarasya jananin Gorim avahayam yakam Om Purbhuvasvaha Goryayi namaha Gorim avahayami stapayami Padma bang padma padndam Padmana Purusanstitam Jagat Priyang Padmavasam Padmama Vahayam Yakam Om Padmayogi Namaha Padmama Vahayam Istapayami Divya Rupam Vithalaksim Suchi Kundala Darinim Raktamutta Latyatlankaram Sachima Vahayam Yakam Satchiye namaka Satchima vakayami Stapayami Vishwesvim Puri Bordam Charanir Jarasevitam Buddhi Prabodhinim Somyam Medama Vahayam Yakam O Medaya Namaha Medama Vahayami Stapayami Jagat Srishti Karindatrim Devim pranavamatrikam Vedagarbham yagyamayim Savitrim stapayam yakam Om Savitri namaha Savitrim avahayami stapayami Sarvastradarinim devim Sarvaparnabhushitam Sarvadevasutam vandyam Vijayam stapayam yakam Om Vijayai namaha Vijayam avakayam istapayami Surari Bhattinim Divin Devanam Aboyapratam Trailokya Vanditam Shubram Jayam avahayam yakam Om Jayaya Namaha Jayam avakayam istapayami Mayura Bhakanam Divin Kargashakti Dhanur Dharam Avayaye Devasendam Tarak Asura Mardinim Om Devasenaya Namaha Devasenam Abhakayam Istapayam Agrajasarva Devanam Kavyartanya Pratishtita Vitrinam Triptidam Devim Swadama Vahayam Yakam Om Swadaya Namaha Swadama Vahayam Istapayami Havir Gritva Mahadatta Devivyo Gya Prakachati Tangivya Rupam Varadam Swahama Vahayam Yakam Om Swahaya Namaha Swahama Vahayam Istapayami Abhayayam yakam matri sakala loka pujita sarva kalyana rupinyo varada divya bhushana o matri vyo namaha matri abhayam istapayami abhayayi loka matrir jayanti pramukashubha Nanabhishta Pradashanta Sarva Loka Gitabaka Om Loka Matri Yonamaka Loka Matri Mabakayami Stapayami Sarva Karshakarin Devin Bhaktanam Boyapradam Ashod Pulasya Kamalam Dhriti Mabahayam Yakam Om Dhriti Yonamaka Dhriti mabhakayam istapayami Pushayantin jagat sarvam Swadeha prabhavahir nabhagir Shakuhi falahir jalahir atnai Pushti mabhayayam yakam Om pushti namaka Pushti mabhakayam istapayami Devihir Aratitang Divin Sadatvantosh Karinin Prasadasumukin Divin Tushtim Abhayam Yakam Om Tushti Namaha Tushtim Abhayam Istapayami And now in the center Patane Nagare Grame Bibane Parvate Grihe Nanajati Kulesanin
Durgamabahayam yakam. Om Atmanakula Devataya Namaha. Atmanakula Devatam Havakayam Istapayami. Om Gauri Padma Sichi Meda. Savitri Vijaya Jaya. Devasena Svadaswaha. Mataro Lokamatara. Dhriti Pushtis Tata Tushtis. Atmanakula Devata. Ganeshina Dikayetya. Rido Pujashtu Shorasha. Ayura Rogyam Aishparyam. Tadatvang Mataro Mama. Nirviganam Sarvakarishu. Kurudvang Saganadipa. Om Ganapatyadi Kula Devatanta Matribhyo Namah.
If you give me some flowers, I'll show you how I arrange them.
This is for demonstration purposes. Maybe you can see it better this way. This is the yantra. We start with Ganesh here on the front. And then comes Gauri, Padma, Sachi, Medha, Savitri, Jaya, Vijaya. And then we do this side in the same way, Devasena, and Pitri, and Swaha. This is Swada, and this is Swaha, and this is Matri, and this is Lokmatri, Triti, Pushti, Tushti, Lokmatri Pyonamaha, Durgam. So, Gauri Padma Sachi Medha, Savitri Bijaya Jaya. Devasena Swada Swaha Mataro Lokamatara Dhriti Pushtis Tatatushtis Atmanakula Devata Ganeshe Nadikagita Brido Pujasta Shorasha. 16 ladies and Ganesh. Ayura rogyam aisparam tadadvam mataro mama nirvignang sarvakarishu kurudvak saganadipa ganapatyadi kula devatanta matrivyo namaha. Thanks for blessing me.
So that's the point that you place the flowers where you say Om Gauri Padma Sachi.
No, we place one flower for each of the mantras.
Oh.
And then afterwards you point to each of the flowers so that they remember, that you remember who they are, and then...
And they remember you too.
They remember you. So that's what the Vidhi looks like in flowers. You can see it there in the center of the altar on both sides of the yantra. Let's go back and translate this on page 111. It's a fun puja. The worship of Ganesh and the 16 mothers. Situated before the group of mothers, he always removes all obstacles. He is the God praised by all the three worlds. I establish Ganesh, the Lord of Wisdom, Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. I bow to Ganesh. I invite Ganesh and establish him within. The goddess is the daughter of the snowy mountain. She gives boons and is the beloved of Shiva. With a big stomach, she is the mother of existence. I invite Gauri, she who is rays of light, Om, the infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. I bow to Gauri. I invite Gauri and establish her within. Favorable as a lotus, with a lotus-like mouth, situated in the navel of a lotus. She is beloved of the universe, resident of the lotus. I invite Padma, she who is the lotus, the wealth of peace and love. Om, I bow to Padma. I invite Padma and establish her within. Yes, please.
The invitation is where you place the flower, and when you bow is when you point to the flower?
No. Padmam, Avahayam me, I invite you.
Put the flower down, and then when you say Om Padma.
No, Om Padmai Namaha, I bow to Padma. Padmam Avahayami, I invite you, Stapayami.
Oh, that's when you put it.
That's when you put the flower down. The form of divinity, the goal of the universe. She wears earrings which shine with purity. Her ornaments are of red pearls. I invite Sachi, the goddess of purity. Om, I invite Sachi. I bow to Sachi, I invite Sachi, and establish her within. She gives boons to the aged of this universe. To the aged, she gives the service of freedom from wasting away. To the intellect, she is known as the beautiful. I invite Medha, the intellect of love. Om, I bow to Medha, I invite Medha, and establish her within. She is the goddess who is the cause, the giver of birth to the perceivable universe, the mother of the pranav Om. The Vedas came from her womb. She is sacrifice incarnate. I establish Savitri, the goddess of light. Om, I bow to Savitri. I invite Savitri and establish her within. She is the goddess who holds all weapons, and she shines with all ornaments. All the gods sing her praises and hymns. I establish Bijoya, the goddess of victory. Om, I bow to Bijoya, and I invite Bijoya and establish her within. She is the goddess who is the staff of the gods, whose name removes fear from the gods. She is the manifestation of excellence, who is praised in the three worlds. I invite Jaya, conquest. I bow to Jaya, I invite Jaya, and establish her within. She is the goddess who rides on a peacock, holding aloft a sword, energy, and a bow. I invite the commander of the forces of the gods, the slayer of Tarakasura, the illuminator of duality. Om, I bow to the commander of the forces of the gods. I invite the commander of the forces of the gods and establish her within. She is the firstborn of all the gods and was established first by the ancient poets. She is the goddess who gives pleasure to the ancestors. I invite Swadha, one's own giving. Om, I bow to Swadha. I invite Swadha and establish her within. The great giver of oblations with ghee, which are essential for the gods, you give blessings in the form of divinity. I invite Swaha. I am one with God. Om, I bow to Swaha. I invite Swaha and establish her within. Remember, the two goddesses, Swadha and Swaha, are the proclamations of oblations offered to the divine fire. Swa means your own. Dha means to give. She's giving of herself. She is the oblation to the ancestors. Swaha, she had a very interesting birth. There was a time where all the gods, everyone was making yajna, and Agni was eating all the oblations. Everything that they put in the fire, Agni consumed. So some of the gods said, this isn't fair. We're not getting our shares.
They fight off.
Well, then they got together and they figured out, how are we going to solve this dilemma? And they all put forth their vibrations and they created a goddess named Swaha. And Swaha came into manifestation. She said, for what have you called me? And the god said, we have a very important task for you. You have to save the gods. What am I to do? Well, every time we make an offering to Agni, we're going to call Swaha. We're going to call your name. You come, give the offering to your husband quickly, take it away and give it to whoever it's supposed to go to. And that's why every time we make an oblation to the fire for the gods, we call Swaha, the wife of Agni. Please, you give this to Agni, show it to him, and then quickly take it before he can eat it all. and then give the proper portions to their appropriate places. So that was the story of Swaha. I invite the mother who is worshipped throughout the three worlds. She is the form of all welfare, and she gives blessings that shine with divinity. Om, I bow to the mothers. I invite the mothers and establish them within. I invite the mothers of the universe who shine before every victory. They give various kinds of supremacy and peace and invite the joy of all the worlds. Om, I bow to the mothers of the universe. I invite the mothers of the universe and establish them within. The goddess is the cause of all gladness. To devotees who take her name, she grants freedom from fear. She is the blossom of the lotus of gladness. I invite Dhriti, constancy. Om, I bow to Dhriti. I invite Dhriti and establish her within. She who gives prosperity, abundance to the entire universe, brings forth from her own body vegetables, fruits, water, and gems. I invite Pushti, increase. Om, I bow to Pushti. I invite Pushti and establish her within. She is the goddess who pleases the gods, always the cause of satisfaction. From the excellent face of the goddess comes blessings. I invite Tushti, satisfaction. In the air, in the city, in the village, in the woods, on the mountains, in a house, she is the supreme ruler of the family in various forms of birth. I invite Durga, the reliever of difficulties. Om, I bow to the soul who is the goddess of the family. I invite the soul who is the goddess of the family and establish her within. Now we're going to recount all the goddesses and Ganesh that we've established and request them to bless us. Om, Gauri, Padma, Sachi, Medha, Savitri, Vijaya, Jaya, Devasena, Swada, Swaha, Mataro, Lokamataraha, Dhriti, Pushti, and then Tushti, and the soul who is the goddess of the family, Rinam Durga. With Ganesh situated before, we make worship of the 16. Give us life and freedom from disease, imperishable qualities, O my mothers. Make all desired effects free from obstacles with your multitudes. Om, I bow to Ganesh and the other members of the family of goddesses and mothers. Do we have any questions about the Mantrika Puja?
Did Ganesh have 16 mothers?
No, we do. Ganesh is amongst them to protect them. Just as he stood before Parvati's door to protect her privacy, so Ganesh also stands in front of all the mothers, the 16 mothers, to protect them. And no one can enter into the bhava of the mother without first bowing to the God of wisdom. That's a prerequisite. Are there other questions?
I have a question about the previous.
Agni Prajwalita.
Where did they get the idea that all of these particular characteristics would be the goddesses of fire, the gods and goddesses of fire? Do you know where that came from?
Yes. In each verse, they're talking about the Ashtamatri, the Ashtamurti, the seven tongues of fire, the protectors of the 10 directions, the 8 forms of wealth, the 8 forms of energy. All of these are specific enumerations.
And those are the qualities of fire or the energy of fire?
And the entourage of fire.
You can watch fire and do fire signals. You get all of them.
You get all the wealth, you get all the weapons, you get protection from all the directions. These are the entourage of the Lord of Fire. So just like when you invite Sri Ma to your house, you better believe Swami's going to come and the rest of the She comes with an entourage. In the same way, if you invite Agni, you invite the entourage. Are there other questions?
Yesterday you said that the puja is designed in general to go deeper within as you keep going through the puja. The question is, if you're sitting in one posture for a long period of time, it gets more and more painful. So that takes you out. I was curious about that because on a practical level, it's hard for me. It's harder for me to go within as it becomes more, my body is more in pain.
That's the tapasya. Because you'll find that as you expand the length of your asan, then the pain comes later. And then when you do the puja, this is just becomes very easy and second nature to you. When you sit in a 5-hour or 6-hour chandipat, then a 3-hour puja is nothing. So you just keep expanding your limitations. And then you go deeper and deeper and deeper into the experience. The pain is not really in your body. The pain is only a thought. May not be a pleasant thought, but it's only a thought. And you'll find that every time you change your thought, you forget about the pain.
So it kind of forces you to go deeper in.
Deeper and deeper and deeper. And actually, as your legs get accustomed to sitting longer and longer periods of time, then you do a 3-hour puja without thinking about it. You wouldn't think about the body in a 3-hour puja. If you can do a 6-hour chandi, so then a 3-hour puja is nothing. And pretty soon you're sitting 9 or 11 or 14 hours a day. Are there any other questions?
Are you establishing the 6 centers of the body?
The 6 centers are Hridaya Anganyas. So, Rang, Ring, Rung, Ring, Rong, Ra. The 6 centers of the body. The Hridaya Anganyas. In the heart, in the top of the head, in the crown of the head, crossing both arms, the 3 eyes, and roll hand over hand, front and back, and I offer a flower with that, and I do the nyas separately. But we'll get that when we talk about the Yajna Vidhi.
What about Ganesh? Now, we invite him when we start the fire. What about with the chandi? Should we do that like a short version of the chandi? Should Ganesh be brought in some way?
If you can, you should do the puja before you do the chandi.
But if you don't, you should do Ganesh.
Well, then you could very nicely welcome Ganesh and do a mala of Ganesh's mantras before you begin the chandi. Take the sankalpa. Mother and I are doing a small samput the last few mornings with Ganesh's mantra, one mala in the beginning, and Shiva's mantra, one mala at the end, and then we do the prayog, and then Om Ring Chandikaye Swaha as the samput mantra. So, yes, you could do that. You can put Ganesh into your worship.
But if you don't, you say you can't enter the mother. I mean, you wouldn't be getting the chandi from what you just said.
You first sit down, you do the kushandika. Om Sriman Mahaganadipatake Namaha. Lakshmi Narayanabhyang Namaha. He's first. So on page 1 of every book I've ever written. You have to take a sankalpa, you have to do the kushandika. The first mantra of every puja is Om Sriman Mahaganadipatake Namaha. So that is sufficient.
Is that Ganesh?
Yeah, Ganapati is Ganesh. Yes, Mahavir?
I'm having trouble connecting emotionally with the fire ceremony and the fire itself. Do you have any suggestions to relate to the fire?
With the greatest of love and respect. Just amplify the amount of love. Picture the fire as your most beloved, cherished manifestation of all that you hold dear. And sing to her with the greatest amount of sincerity. And then push out the extra. When they talk about grinding somras, they mean pushing out grinding that pure devotion, the nectar of pure devotion, and offering it to the fire. And put out that extra effort to grind the somras as fine as you possibly can, so that there is no impurities in your offering. You make it as fine and as smooth and as perfect as you possibly can.
And should you try to see the fire as kind of a living being?
Certainly.
Form of God, obviously.
Obviously, it's the form of God. It is a living being, too, and it came up, and it's going to come up. It's our devotion that's going to keep it up. Because there's something different about the fire in the Havan Kund. It doesn't burn by wood and ghee alone. I've had many, many times where we put lots of ghee on lots of wood, and it just smoldered. But the fire burns by devotion and your attentiveness, and remembering the relationship between the fire and the Agnya Chakra. This is the objective measurement of how bright is my light of meditation. That's what the fire is. The yajna comes from the root yog. Same root as yoga, to unite. And the union between the light of meditation in the Agnya Chakra and the light of purity in the Havan Kund is the yajna. That's where the union takes place. The union between those two fires. Your beloved has come as a radiant, beautiful purifier who just wants to consume all your attention.
And that is the sacrifice.
And that's the sacrifice. We give up all the negativities of duality in order to commune with her. And that's the yajna. And that's why we worship the fire. And how we worship the fire. It's about a love affair. But remember, it's not just an intellectual exercise. It's about a love affair. Please.
Isn't the soma rasa, doesn't that go through a sieve, a whirling filter?
Yes, it does.
What is that?
As we purify, we grind actually through the abdominal muscles by pushing out the prana. When we take in the air and we push out the mantras, we purify, we grind it to purity, and we purify it through the sieve of our pronunciation. We're giving our devotion. This is an exercise in giving devotion, not just in reciting mantras. It's also the attentiveness is what purifies it. You push it through the sieve of your attentive awareness and let it flow through you into the flames.
So we want to pay attention to the pronunciation. We just don't sort of mumble it along.
Oh, absolutely. We want to pay attention to the pronunciation and attention to the fire. And when we conduct this sacrifice, we have to pay attention to every being who comes to the fire as well. And to grab their wandering minds and draw them into the fire. To create a vibration stronger than all the wandering negativities of the minds that congregate at our fire. That's the objective of leading a fire ceremony. Bishweshwar can tell you that. How many people with how many thoughts come to the fire? And it's the fireman's duty. It's called Yagyaman. It's the fireman's duty to create a vibration strong enough to grab all the thoughts of all the people that come to that fire and put them in the fire.
He just sweats them out.
Whatever it takes. So that's how the Som Ras, the nectar of devotion. Soma is the name of Chandra, of the moon. Chandra's other name is Indu. And the moon is the moon of devotion. He radiates the light in the darkness. And he fills all of existence. He attracts the tides of the sea. He puts out such a vibration that even the waters of the ocean have to follow the movements of the moon. And that's what happens when we make the somras, the nectar of the bliss of devotion. Please.
Do you think that's the same soma that's referred to in the Old Testament of the Bible? Like the same?
Yes, it was called mana. Yes, I do think it was. And there are many esoteric interpretations of the Bible which very much correspond to the teachings of the Vedas. Are there other questions? Please.
You're talking about devotion. When you're saying a mantra, the devotion goes to usually, you know, Durga, it's the Durga mantra, or Lakshmi, if you're doing Lakshmi Thousand Names or something. But you're talking about devotion to the fire as well.
Devotion to the deity through the fire. The fire is the vehicle for communicating that devotion. He is the representative of the deity that you love. Thuang mukhang sarvadeva nang saptachira vidmate. You are the mouth of all the gods. Fire is the mouth of all the gods. We're feeding him on behalf of all the divinities that we wish to respect. Well, let's take a break here, and we'll come back and we'll go through some of the other Vedas. Om Sang Sarasvati Namaha.